Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 290. The Root of All Religious Falsehood. There is a fascinating story in Daniel 2, which tells how the intelligentsia of ancient Babylon had a modern counterfeit idea of God. The rock-bottom basis of their false idea is held today by millions. King Nebuchadnezzar understood enough to know that there is somewhere in the universe a true God. He had blindly trusted the religious leaders of his empire, assuming they were in touch with whoever this God is. The true God of heaven had given him what we now know was an important prophetic dream. But God also gave the king temporary amnesia so that events could disillusion him. He correctly decided that if the religious leaders of his empire were indeed in touch with God, whoever he was, they could learn from him the details of his prophetic vision and explain it. Good thinking. But they were stumped. The king was in distress. It seemed that the fate of the world depended on his understanding this strange divine revelation in a way, it did. He demanded that they earn their salary by demonstrating their superior wisdom. Impossible, they said. No one on earth could do what you want except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. And there lies the root of all religious falsehood, even some so-called Christian. The Bible says there are many false prophets today, as there were in Babylon. Their fundamental idea? The same as the Chaldeans, it does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, and this is the spirit of the Antichrist. The Babylonians believe there is a God, but not one who has taken upon himself our flesh, the likeness of sinful flesh, who has partaken of the same fallen flesh and blood that all we children of the fallen Adam by nature possess. In that same flesh that we have, Christ condemns sin so that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in all who will simply have the faith of Jesus. Daniel gave the king good news. Let's believe it.